And so now let us prepare to go to a deeper place and check in with our hearts where we ripple outward into that infinity of the world. We embrace the world from the very point of each one of us right now. Just check in with your heart. We're going to prepare to meditate and just drop all your thoughts aside. Come into this moment fully, presently. Take anything out of your lap. Just relax, breathe. If you need a good inhale, take it in. If you need a good exhale, let it out. Whatever you do, just commit to it and do it fully. Do it fully and completely. Breathe in and allow the cage, those lungs, to expand. And as you let it out, just imagine it's almost like the thing that you use in the fireplace. You know, that thing, that accordion fire. But just keep relaxing your shoulders, letting it drop deeper. And as you breathe in the thought, the words, God is. And as you breathe out, I am. In, God is. Breathing out, I am. You can keep your eyes open or closed as we go to this secret place of the Most High. This sacred space within us that we can access at any time. God is life. I am the life of God. The life of God flows freely and unobstructedly through every atom, every cell of my being, of this entire body temple that houses who I am. I am whole, strong, radiantly alive with the life of God. God is light. I am the light of God. The light of God shines brightly within me. This light guides and directs me in all that I do. And my way is made clear. God is peace. I am the peace of God. The peace of God fills my mind, my heart, my soul. As I continue to breathe deeply, expanding my lungs, expanding my awareness, in this moment, I am relaxed and at peace. God is joy. I am joy in God. The joy of which Jesus spoke when he said, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. I am filled with the joy of living. God is love. I am the very love of God, the all-providing love of God flows throughout my entire being and throughout all my affairs. The love of God ripples forth from my heart, outward, touching the hearts of every being on this planet. The all-providing love of God flows throughout my entire being and throughout all my affairs. I am abundantly blessed in every way. God is I am.
God is, and where I stand, God is standing strong. Where I breathe, God is breathing life in and out and through me. Where I sing, God is, and where I dance, joy lifts my feet. Where I live, beauty's flowing free, in and out and through. Down, God is the faith in me, and where I cry, God is the comfort there, and where I see, God is the answer. Love is my career, and where I play, God is playing for me, in and now and through me, as me. Where I am, where I stand, where I play.
Wherever we are, God is, and so it is. Thank you, Antonio Edwards. Whew. You just changed the particles in that water. Thank you for sharing your beautiful gift of the soul through your song, through your voice, with all of us today to prepare us for our time with the Senior Minister of Unity Center in Norwalk, Connecticut, Staff Minister at Unity of New York, the incomparable Reverend Sean Monninger. Good morning. Oh, I can't hear you.
How are you?
Now I hear you and I can ask you.
I'm unmuted now, that's why.
Oh, good, good.
The simplicity of it all.
I am feeling great this morning. I just feel wonderful about being together today. I feel after that connection with Antonio, with his voice, and having the honor of meditating, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good to go.
I'm so glad. Yeah. Can you hear Kenneth in the background here?
I can.
Yeah, he's doing the opera song now.
Okay, it sounds like a radio in the distance.
Yeah, God, he's singing "God Is My Source" out there.
And speaking of,
in a moment, you just missed a big solo.
Oh well, yeah. We'll hear Kenneth again soon. Yes. What an amazing voice Kenneth has! Well, he's a gift. You're a gift. How are you doing? How are you?
I'm very well. I'm sorry.
Good. Good. I wanted to know how you're doing.
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, David and I are both doing very well. You know, in all this time, we are, we've really learned how to appreciate one another. Mm. And since we have dinner together daily, we are catching up with all of Netflix and all of, now we've subscribed to HBO Max.
Oh my gosh.
And we're watching a lot of stuff, but it's good stuff, you know. It's really, you can take the time to binge watch and really explore the fine acting going on.
It's I have so enjoyed it. I used to look at TV with a kind of shame, like, oh God, the time I'm wasting with TV. And I have so enjoyed.
You froze. There you are. You froze.
Burr, you know how easily I get cold.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it sweat.
Let it snow.
Well, just before I freeze again, I really want to hear what you have to share today. So we'll talk again.
I can't wait to hear what I have to share.
Thanks,
Sean. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm glad you're all here together today. And let's see. What do we want to chat about here? Well, my talk is called God Is, I Am. And my thinking is, and I started that meditation many years ago. I'm so glad Brett did it today. It comes down to, because God is, I am. Now, I don't know what I am. I really don't. I make things up. Anybody make things up? I do. And so I thought of the words attributed to Jesus today, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Which is pretty terrific. But so by knowing the truth, you will be set free. By knowing the truth, I will be set free. Knowing the truth together, we will be set free. Emma Curtis Hopkins said, if you don't know her, she was considered the grandmother of New Thought. The Fillmore studied with her. Lots of our antecedents of New Thought were ordained by Emma Curtis Hopkins. And she had a wonderful statement. I think I read it in her book, Scientific Christian. And it said, if by knowing the truth, one is set free, and one has known the truth, and one is not free, one has not known the truth. And so it's a simple statement and a silly statement, but right on the money. And it's like one of my favorites. I think I got it from the Course in Miracles that said, only the truth is true. So what does that mean? Anything that's not truth is not true. Doesn't mean it's a big fat lie, but it does mean that it's not true. And my opinions are never truth. There's no such thing as my truth. There just isn't. There's my opinion. There's the way I see things. There's the way I currently understand it. See, if it were truth, I would never change my mind. And that is such a valuable thing for me to realize. If any of my opinions were truth, I would never change my mind. And I change my mind all the time, as do you. You know, we get new understandings of God. I used to think, oh, just when I thought I knew God, God went and changed on me. But it wasn't that. It's that God got bigger on me because I was doing my homework and I was studying and I was praying and I was doing so much. And so God kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I stopped trying to understand God. And I started just looking to see, okay, what God, just tell me what's up. I'm going to accept that God is. And that is my I am-ness. God is, I am. God is, I am. So as you know, and people have talked about it relentlessly, lots of stuff is going on in the world today. And lots of stuff is going on in the whole world. And of course, lots of stuff is going on much closer to home these days. And we have upcoming events, and we have upcoming threats, and we have upcoming upsets and past upsets. And I was looking at Martin Luther King history today, or this week, preparing for today's talk, since tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. And in a testament of hope, Martin Luther King wrote, "I have decided to stick to love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." And I thought, oh, that's a great statement. I like that statement a lot. I have decided to stick to love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. And it's absolutely accurate. It's right on the money. My hate is such a burden to bear. It weighs me down. It's just, oh my gosh, how much heavier? How much more do I need on my shoulders? It's a lot to carry the message of love. The message of hate is, it's too great a burden to bear. So I thought about those words for a minute. And then Mr. King quoted Jesus, and he said, "You have heard it that it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who harass you, so that you will be acting as children of your parents, your God, who is in heaven." It comes from Matthew 5:43. So love your enemies and pray for those who harass you or hurt you or embarrass you or frighten you, so that you will be acting as children of God. So I thought about that, and I thought about all those people last week who attacked something that I value in its own way. And and I thought about what I presume their motives to be. And I began to feel some hate for some people, anybody. And so to look at that and say, oh man, I don't want to hate these people. I've battled it for a week and a half now about hating these people. And it's not my place to judge them as people. Their behaviors frighten me because I have thoughts about their behaviors. And so how do I look at this and say, okay, these are my thoughts about their behaviors. I can't afford to hate them, the burden of hating these people, especially as God is, I am. Well, that includes all beings. I am is our God identity. It's all beings' God identity, whether we use it or misuse it. And so this week, you know, you hear rumors that more things are planned to cause disruption. Well, I got to tell you, just hearing about that has already caused disruption in my thinking, in my head. So what do I do with it? I have to go to Spirit. I have to go within and say, Spirit, tell me what to think about these things, because my thoughts are telling me things that aren't true. My thoughts tell me that I am somehow less than a beloved child of God. My thoughts tell me that some of these people are less than a beloved child of God. If one of you called me on the phone today and yelled at me, my thoughts would probably be telling me that you are less than a child of God. And so am I, because you called me that way. And that's the thing. You see, if I'm seeing bad in the world, as we've talked about so much, if I'm seeing bad in the world, I'm diminishing in my head my godness, my God consciousness. You know, there's a difference between God consciousness and self consciousness. And so I need to go in and say, okay, what is this? What's going on? What would I like to be thinking right now? And Spirit, what is possible for me to think? Now, I'm going to quote again. I read this little passage that Martin Luther King wrote in his sermon, Love Your Enemies. He said, now, there is a final reason I think that Jesus says, love your enemies, and it is this. Love has within it a redemptive power, and there is a power there that eventually transforms individuals. Just keep being friendly to that person. Just keep loving them, and they can't stand it too long. Oh, they react in many ways in the beginning. They react with guilt feelings, and sometimes they'll hate you a little more at that transition period, but just keep loving them, and by the power of your love, they will break down under the load. And that's love, you see. It is redemptive, and this is why Jesus says, love. There's something about love that builds up and is creative. There is something about hate that tears down and is destructive. So, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. If there is anyone on their way today to disrupt the peace, to disturb the peace, if there's anyone on their way today, anywhere, in any state, in any city, in any town, if there's anyone who thinks that disruption of peace, if hurting someone, if killing someone, will help them to get their way, we here at Unity send love. We send forth divine love out into the streets, down the highways, into each and every town, into each and every state, into each and every automobile, onto all the trains, the planes, the horses, whatever. If someone thinks right now that they are walking towards hate, we send them love. We are willing now that they receive this love, even if it frightens them. We are willing now that all beings experience a pure radiating love that is their divine nature, that is their God nature. It's not that they don't already have the love. It's just that some people haven't received it. Think about how many times in your life you forgot that you were loved. Think how many times this week you may have forgotten you were loved, and therefore you forgot to love. Love isn't something that's just nice. Love isn't that. Love is a function, and it is an essential function that allows us to think with the bigness that God is, that allows us to see and to hear and to be in the oneness, so that we don't have to sit and be afraid, so that we don't have to sit and hate and wish that someone weren't here. Now, I don't care if it's Donald Trump, Joe Biden, George Bush, President Obama, President Clinton, anyone that you have doubted the goodness of. Stop that right now. Interrupt that and say, I send you love. I am willing to know that you are loved, and I am willing to know that we are loved. I am willing to know that I am loved. And give thanks. Give thanks now that love is. And because love is, I am able to love. It's just my thoughts that would ever hold me back from a conscious pouring forth of divine love. Excuse me, I got an itch. And so to just keep looking at that and say, oh, the message here really is love, isn't it? The message really is love, isn't it? The function here really is love, isn't it? The function, I know I'm repeating myself, but we got to hear it over and over again. The function here really is love. And it's not just a nice idea for a preacher to talk about. It's not just a nice idea for anybody to talk about. It is an essential thing for us all to practice together. And the thing is, even if you won't practice with me, I must practice it myself. It is essential. So today, as I go through my day and I think about upcoming events and threats that people have been doing, just say, oh no, but love is stronger than those threats. Love is stronger than people's resentments. Love is much more powerful in the universe than hate is. Remember, love is redemptive. Hate, it just tears down and it it's destructive, but love redeems us. And what is to redeem but to restore us to our wholeness, to restore us to our oneness, to restore us to all that we are. Now, coming up here in a minute is David's song, Help Is On The Way. And I'm so, Antonio just saying that where God is and wherever God is, all is well. But David, a few months ago, the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS reached out to him, the group, and they said, we'd like to take your song, Help Is On The Way, and turn it into a group number. I'm sure a lot of you have seen on Facebook, a lot of Broadway casts and what have you, that have been doing this all in their little Zoom boxes. And they put together these phenomenal songs. And this song has been done every year at the Easter Bonnet competition to close it for the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS concert. I just went blank for a second. Easter Bonnet competition. And so Help Is On The Way is about, just to finish up. So in this song, there's 12 Broadway stars. There are, I think, 17 musicians. There's a children's choir and a jingles choir all coming together to make this song happen. And a sound studio up here in Norwalk, whose name has escaped me, it'll be in the credits, they volunteered their time, their studio, and everything for all of the mixing that had to happen here. The musicians donated their time. Everybody donated their time and everything to make this happen. And then Broadway Cares says we can use this as a fundraiser for Unity, for whatever. And I do know that Unity is going to make a tithe to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. But the point here is this song, Help Is On The Way. Okay? Help is always on the way. And help is always here. And we have to invite the help in, but we also have to cooperate with the help. So part of that is to admit, because God is, I am. Because God is, I am. Because God is, I am. The way I do that meditation is on an in-breath, I have the thought, God is. And on the out-breath, I have the thought, I am. And that's the entire meditation. In breath, think God is. Out breath, I am. And so to look at that and say, oh, so God is, I am. And that's where the help comes in. The help comes in an expanded consciousness. The help can spread out throughout in the physical world. Sometimes the physical world steps in to help because a consciousness has shifted. You see, I cannot get the help I need without a willingness to experience it. And so are you willing to experience it? I'm going to read something here that I have read before. And it's, I find it one of the most important tools, one of the most important offerings to tell us what's up with us. And it comes from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. It's one of my favorite books to teach me. It gives me a new thought understanding. And this comes from page 153 in the book of Luke. And I'd like you to listen to this, please. But if you look at your thoughts, evaluate them and determine that they are valuable to you and then make your life by following these thoughts. Well, then you can be sure you are storing up treasures that have no meaning. And so that's what we don't want to do, especially right now in these more disturbed times, these more confusing times. We don't want to build up thoughts that don't have meaning. And someone said, but they do have meaning. It's like, no, they don't. Trust me, they don't. So first, look at your thoughts. Then when you have become aware of the thoughts you have allowed there, we will evaluate your thoughts together according to what is truly valuable to you. Do not worry about your progress on this path that you travel to healing. To be on the path and aware of the path and thinking of the path is enough. Let me tell you a secret that will make your journey along this path simpler and more joyful. And the secret is this. I love this. Remember it with me, please. As you travel this path, you will only have two experiences. It may seem like many, but in truth, it is only two. One experience will speed you along your journey in joy. You hear that? One of the two experiences will speed you along your journey in joy. The other will delay your journey a little while. The secret to a simple and joyful journey is to learn to discern between these two experiences and then always choose the joyful one. I have spoken to you of both experiences before, so this is but a reminder for you. The only two experiences that you will know as we travel this path together are the experience of your willingness and the experience of resistance. Everything that you think you experience is either one or the other. So do not worry about your progress on this path. Do not judge your own thoughts or actions for worry and judgment. Do not bring joy so they cannot be willingness. Discern carefully, my friend. Recognize the thought within your mind, and at every opportunity, choose the strength of your willingness. Seek only for the kingdom, and all things will be given you. Where your heart is, your treasure is also. It will be helpful if you remember this. God's will is that you be perfectly happy in every moment of eternity. And so to look at that, is this choice willingness or resistance? And now is this choice willingness or resistance? And what is it I'm willing to experience? You see, if I continue in hate, in the destructive thoughts, then I know, oh, I'm willing to live in hate and the destructive thoughts. And if I move forward in love, well then, I know I'm willing to live in love. And it may take a moment for love for the appearance of love to catch up. Nevertheless, pay attention to your thoughts. Are they thoughts of willingness or resistance? Are my thoughts of willingness or resistance? Am I willing to know that God is, because God is, I am, because God good is, I am, because love is, I am? Or am I willing to know something else that has a darkness to it? And so this week, today, this hour, this minute, remind yourself, help is on the way with the next thought. Help is on the way, as David wrote, from places you don't know about today, but you can know that help is on the way. So I thank you for this time together. I look forward to every time we have together. I value them highly because we keep using these times together to remember, because God is, I am. Thank you. Leo, let's hear the song.
Don't give up the ship, even when you feel it's sinking and you don't know what to do.
Don't give up your dream, even though you may be thinking it never will come true.
Life has its own ideas of how things come about, and if you just hang in there, life has got to work it out.
Help is on the way from places you don't know about today.
From friends you may not have met.
Help is on the way. on his leading, you just have to walk alone.
Dreaming as you go, asking for the things you're needing. You never can go wrong.
If you have faith that things are happening as they should, and just believe each step you take is leading you to something good.
Help is on the way, from places you don't know about today.
From friends you may not have met.